Track 13, Anger and Depression. On the last track, we discussed positive responses to anger. The two types of responses we discussed were active response and passive response. On this track, we will discuss anger and depression. I find that the key points in the relationship between anger and depression are interpersonal dynamics and the vicious cycle. As you know, when an anger management client experiences loss, depression can be a consequence. One of the interpersonal dynamics behind this depressed state can be suppressed anger. When anger is suppressed, a depressed client can experience retarded depression. As you may know, retarded depression can leave the client feeling as though he or she lacks the energy to act out on angry feelings. Do you have a client whose depression feeds his or her anger? The other interpersonal dynamic influencing depression may be open aggression. Openly aggressive, depressed anger management clients can experience agitated depression. And as you may be aware, agitated depression can be characterized by sudden emotional outbursts. Lou, age 51, suffered from agitated depression. Lou stated, "I was an architect for 15 years. The damn company I worked for downsized me out of a job. I used to be happy. Now I'm either blue or so damn angry, I can't even think straight. When I get mad like that, I go to my basement and fume. After a while, I start getting really sad and mad all over again. I've started spending hours down there because I don't want to take it out on my family like I used to. That's what's got me here, feeling down and angry, and at the same time, it makes me violent." Have you had the experience of treating an anger management client with depression like Lou? In addition to interpersonal dynamics, we will discuss the vicious cycle of anger and depression. As you know, anger can lead to depression, which can lead back to anger. This vicious cycle can be perpetuated by chemical, behavioral, and perceptual means. First, anger and depression can alter a client's chemical balance. As you know, neurotransmitters in the brain, such as serotonin, can be affected by both anger and depression. Depression tends to lower chemical levels, while anger raises the chemical levels. Would you agree that this compensation may help explain the vicious cycle? Second, anger can change the behavior of a depressed client. As you probably know, depression can be characterized by passivity and inaction. And as you are also aware, anger can cause clients to act in ways that are boldly self-serving and self-protective. When angry, the depressed client may feel like their former non-depressed self. The fact that anger can eliminate feelings of depression temporarily leads to continuous aggression. Third, depression can alter an anger management client's perceptions. Altered perceptions can be a result of mood changes. The client may become cynical. In more extreme cases, the client may become paranoid. For example, Lou was angered by house guests. Lou stated, "I hate coming home to a house full of people. My family knows that. They probably invite people over just to piss me off so I'll hide in the damn basement and they can get rid of me. No wonder I'm so screwed up." As you have probably experienced, altered perceptions, such as paranoia, can lead to anger. To help Lou with his agitated depression and stop his vicious cycle, I asked Lou to try the Order on Chaos Cognitive Therapy intervention. The goal of this intervention was to switch Lou's focus from depression and anger to more positive activities. This intervention can help anger management clients gain a sense of control. First, I asked Lou to make a schedule of household activities he could perform instead of retreating to the basement. For example, Lou's schedule included fixing broken appliances, painting his house, organizing his record collection, and refinishing some furniture. Second, I asked Lou to bring the schedule to his next session to review which tasks he had completed. When Lou returned, all of his activities had been completed, and he had added fixing the roof and waxing the cars. Not all clients accept Order on Chaos as quickly as Lou. Third, I had Lou make a shorter schedule, this time including exercise and diet. Because he was already feeling a sense of accomplishment, Lou complied. Lou later stated, "I think I'm still pretty screwed up, but my family doesn't know it. Whenever I start getting mad, I just get busy on a project, and before you know it, I'm not mad. Lots of times I can't remember what I was mad about in the first place." On this track, we've discussed anger and depression. The key points are intrapersonal dynamics and the vicious cycle of anger and depression. On the next track, we will discuss the ventilation trap. Two ideas we will consider are continued anger and acknowledging hostility. Question 13. What are two key points considering anger and depression?